Coming up on Roundabout, our feet hurt. We kick off our shoes and air out our bunions following a two-day walking marathon in Detroit covering the annual North American International Auto Show. We'll give you a rundown, well, at least a walk down, of all the big reveals from the event, plus a whole lot more. It's all coming your way right after this. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. $30, Dave, can you believe that?
That's a major coin.
It is. And by everyone's favorite online emporium for everything, Amazon.com. Sound mildly aroused there.
I like it.
From rumblestrip.net and IMAX Web, I'm Eric Tritko in Dearborn, Michigan.
Frequently quoted in the news medium of your choice, I'm Dave Sullivan from Auto Pacific.
In Long Beach, California, I'm Michelle Naranjo from Auto Bytel.
Still thinking about life in half-inch beta tape, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
Producing it all up in this biatch right here, I'm Benjamin Sandman.
This is Roundabout.
Roundabout, episode number 113.
Our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may possibly have missed.
Oh. Potentially.
Potentially, apparently.
Hey. My bad. Welcome to Roundabout, episode 113.
It's too late weekly now, chat. David. Yeah. It's too late now.
Covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you possibly could have potentially
noise.
Missed.
Noise.
It's true.
And the auto
take
knows?
Him off the
hey,
list.
It's the Mac.
Take him off the list.
Blame the Mac.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Another Friday evening. Sacrifice at the altar for your listening enjoyment. And Friday the 13th, no less, as
that's
we record
problem.
This. As you pointed out before the show started, Dave, also episode 113.
I should break out my theremin.
Are you going to? Is that a cue for...
What does your theremin sound like, Ben?
If you, he'll fix that in post.
If you could sing your theremin to me right now, what would it sound like?
Not actually.
My way, hearsay.
Oh, nope, that's not it.
Well, we're off to a steaming start here.
Steaming that would be a fancy
start.
Theremin.
Yes. So anyway, we've got Dave Sullivan, Auto Pacific, having some MacBook trouble here.
We're good now.
You fixed it. You just threw it off the table. Okay. So glad you could join us.
Thank you.
Got a wealth of analysis, knowledge, and other sorts of things that hopefully you'll be able to help us with and bring some real expertise to the program.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to talking about the auto show this week.
Was that this week?
Sitting down,
yes.
By the way.
You're very down. Why are you so low in the chair, Dave?
I like you looking down at me.
Okay. Didn't Lyndon Johnson
Fetishist.
Always have his chair higher than everyone else in the room?
Taking a lesson from you.
It's esteem issues, Craig. Not that you would know about that, because your parents never allowed you to develop that in the basement.
No. I keep chained to the water heater. You know how challenging that can be. You can only imagine. So we're bringing you a rundown of this week's North American International Auto Show, just wrapped up in Detroit. Press days are finished. Industry days are going to be done.
Tonight.
Exactly. The charity preview, which you didn't go to. Enough auto show on the press days, huh?
Yeah, that's plenty of walking around for me.
what if you got a hover around? Would that make it better?
No,
but Dave has
those...
three potential dates.
But you're not, yeah.
You're not
on the
here.
Show.
No, he has three dates at home.
Oh, yeah. But I don't really feel like pushing a stroller around in a tuxedo.
Oh,
true.
So we're bringing you a rapid-fire style review of everything that went down, or at least most of the things that went down in Kobo this past week. So we're going to try to get through this long list as quickly as we can, take a break, come back, introduce a new segment called Either Or. So stick Ooh. Around for that. It's going to be great. But first things first, we got to get to some of the vehicles that were revealed.
Yep. I found my theremin.
Good job, Ben.
That's enough.
Yes, it is. You didn't have to do that. No, really, you didn't have to do that. So, first vehicle on the list, we've got the new 2013...
40 minutes on the clock, by the way.
Hyundai Genesis Coupe.
No, Hyundai. Rhymes with Sunday.
Does it? That's just what they tell you. Hyundai Genesis Coupe
Monday.
Gets a nice restyle. I think it looks a little better than before. Of course, styling
better,
is subjective.
Yeah.
I like what they're
doing.
I loved
it before.
Say again, Michelle?
I loved it before.
This looks a little meaner, a little bit more aggressive.
Everybody's got those LEDs now.
Yeah, it's the latest fad.
Yeah.
More power under the hood as well. You still get a 2-liter turbo. jumps to, what, 274 horsepower, up from a flaccid 201, so big jump there. The 3.8 liter V6, 348 horsepower?
It's like Nismo Z.
That's crazy.
Or 370Z with Nismo territory.
Hyundai overrating its engines? My God, that's a lot of power.
I like it. Yeah. But, you know, the interior, too, got a nice little upgrade. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A little nicer now, not so chintzy looking.
It wasn't bad before, but
it looks better.
Big step up
trust
now.
Me. Looks
okay.
Better, yeah.
So I forget which gauge it is, but there's a series of three gauges in the center console. It's like a turbo boost gauge or something. I don't know, just there was one gauge in there that was a little odd. That's
the VTEC light, Eric. It kicked in, you know.
No.
So, in perhaps less exciting news, Dave, Chrysler had a concept.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it was pretty exciting because this was a total surprise. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew this was coming. I asked one of the PR people, where did this come from? Because mm-hmm. they dropped this 700C minivan down on, you know, it was supposed to be
the unsuspecting masses.
Where 300 was supposed to be. And I asked one of the PR people, and they said they just found out last Thursday that this was showing up at the auto show.
Is this something from the 90s they forgot about? And like, oh,
see,
well,
that's what I keep hearing, is that there were people actually crawling underneath to see how much dust was on this concept because they think that it was dragged out of the basement at the last minute.
No, I mean,
what
I don't
is
know.
It, first of all?
It's basically, you know, it's a something they pulled out at the last minute, kind of showing the direction for the next minivan that's coming. It's pretty wild looking. It doesn't look like anything that's out there today. But, you know, I thought the back of it kind of looked like a Lancia.
Mm-hmm.
Delta.
That's what McElroy said. He saw a lot of Lancia in the front.
It's kind of like a big whale to me, but
yes,
you know, like,
it's a good way to describe it.
It had plenty of DVD screens for all the kiddies in it, and mm-hmm. But they weren't talking about powertrains or anything like that. Purely just a conversation concept is what they told me.
No powertrains because they had to push it out on stage.
Correct.
So, yeah, check it out. Wild glass on there.
Wild glass. Yeah. Check out those front passenger window or the driver's window. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, seeps into the past the B pillar there. It's pretty interesting design. Yeah.
Weird. Check out the pictures. Eric, Acura had a big show. Three vehicles that they were revealing, and Acura RDX was one of those, 2013 model. What's going on here?
Very little.
Next vehicle.
No, seriously, like it's one of those ones where, oh, it's different? Really? It's very Honda. We changed it, except you can't tell we changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So updated powertrain, updated few other things, but next.
That about sums it up. But interesting, everyone's downsizing turbocharged four-cylinder engines. They put a V6 in here, ditch the turbo four. That's kind of crazy. And they're getting better economy, too.
Yep, and they're getting better fuel economy, and the it kind of looks like a baby MDX now.
Mm-hmm. Still has that giant platter grill type thing.
Yeah, I need to see what it looks like in something other than silver.
Yeah. So, another concept, Michelle, Nissan Pathfinder. This is pretty sharp looking.
Sorry, Acura's coming in another color than silver?
I don't know.
I don't see anything else. Anyway, okay, so on to mine, which is a sort of odd update. So the Nissan Pathfinder for 2012 goes into a concept of a unibody, and they're claiming that it's 25% more efficient because they have put a V6 and a CVT into it. So it's you know what I really miss about it is they completely lost, which Dave, you, this is kind of funny. Dave and I actually kind of talked about this one time on Facebook, if that's considered talking, but they lost the squared off wheel wells.
Hmm.
That's a good thing.
I know. Dave doesn't like the idea of a wheel being in a shape that...
Of a square.
Mm-hmm.
Of a square.
GMC Terrain. I'm talking about you.
Those are pontoons.
Like,
this is a very pretty vehicle, though, the Pathfinder.
It is. It's really good looking, but I wouldn't call that a Pathfinder.
No.
I mean, it's...
It's more
Although,
explorer.
You know, we're just being sentimentalists, right? It's changing the...
As the former owner of a Pathfinder, that's not what I would call an SUV. That's... It's gone from an SUV to a large crossover.
Exactly.
Explorer syndrome. It looks one front wheel.
Well, I mean, they're going to build vehicles that people want, though.
I know.
Right?
Yep.
And that's what people want. Obviously, it's not the current one's not selling very well, so they got to do what they need to do to survive. Mm-hmm. And that's where the money's at these days. So they're going to chase it.
You mean people aren't buying the Land Cruiser?
Well, it only starts at, what, $65,000?
Yeah.
So Pathfinder, I think we're all in agreement, pretty attractive vehicle.
Actually, did you see any shots of the interior? I thought it looked really nice. It kind of reminded me a little of a Murano / Infiniti look to it. Pretty different than the JX.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. But our next vehicle, I would argue, not so pretty. Buick Encore. Mm. Yep. The brown pumpkin seed. Wow, frumpy.
I'm glad that they remembered at the last minute to put wheels on the back of it.
I am really questioning why. Because when I can see this as an Opel Mokka, which is what it's supposed to be in Europe. But as a Buick, it just
China.
I don't care for that cladding that's all over the front and rear bumpers.
Mm-hmm. I think China's right, and I think this might have started as it was going to be a vibe.
It's so tall and so short. It's just the proportions are atrocious.
Yeah, the proportions are weird. They're comparing it to the Q3 and the X1, which I think both look really nice. And this is just weird. It's awkward looking. It's clumsy looking. And I mean, the interior sounds nice on paper and everything, but it's got the same powertrain as the Sonic and the
Cruise.
And with this, all-wheel drive, this thing could just be an absolute turd.
Well, I did ask about that because I heard someone else doing a stand-up in front of this thing. So I went and asked Phil Colley and a couple other people, and they had said that the weight on the front-wheel drive one is like 3120, and the all-wheel drive one is right at 3300. So it actually shouldn't be too awful with the
right.
With the
but throw in a couple of Dave Sullivan's in there, and. You know, and it's going to be – the thing's going to – you don't want to merge onto the freeway with me in there.
With a Dave Sullivan. No.
Yeah.
Cranky as all get out. Anyway, Acura, Dave, ILX.
So I actually really liked the ILX. I think the reason I liked it was because I was really expecting a Civic. And this was not a Civic. So I was pleasantly surprised by what Acura showed. The powertrains, we'll have to wait and see what happens with those. But
that's to keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's to keep my fingers crossed. But I was, it didn't look like, the RDX, which I thought was a pretty minimal change. This is a pretty good looking vehicle.
It's not
but
unattractive,
it's kinda
yeah.
It's not that bad looking, okay? I mean, it's an Acura.
I thought the handles were too big. I mean, there's a reason I have headphones on. My ears stick out like that, right?
Jeez. But the only other thing that I thought about it was, they're going to have a lot of powertrains and everything, but it's going to kind of compete with the Buick Verano, which so...
ATS or something?
No. But, yeah, it'll kind of compete with the Verano, so the Verano won't be all left alone in its own segment any longer. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see, but I hope that the interior looks better than the current Civic.
Yeah. Well, something perhaps a little more practical, Eric. Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid. The Germans are going hybrid, huh?
Well, I think this
look
has
at me,
every...
Look at me! I'm driving a hybrid!
Wow. Did not see that.
It's been a while since we rolled that one out.
So what's going on?
So in the another somewhat yawn category, you have your choice of diesel, clean diesel, or hybrid now with the Jetta for high mileage, and I'm guessing this is a complete CO2 play for Europe, plus some keep the Californians happy. They're actually going with a smaller 4-cylinder turbo, 1.4 turbo, and a 20 kilowatt or 27 horsepower electric motor to go along with it. Supposedly 44 miles to the, or no, oh, it can go, I'm sorry, that's right, it went 44 miles an hour on nothing but electricity for like 1.1 miles or something like that, and supposed to get like 47 miles to the gallon, so.
This is going to be a Prius beater if I ever saw one.
The only good thing is that I looked underneath it, it's got an independent rear suspension, so it
they got
the,
rid of the twist beam.
Yeah, no more twist beam in this, and the interior actually has the... nice GLI, soft touch IP and everything. So
very nice.
It's not a total penalty,
because those the independent rear suspension for all those hybrid owners who like really
carving corners. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So next, Michelle, you got the next car. What is it?
Oh, dear Lord. This is what I get for being busy. I got the new Accord, which is...
New?
New?
Not new. I mean, they put some big holes in the front.
It's like a bumper kit. That's all they did. I mean,
yeah.
It's like some from late 90s.
Body kit, exactly.
And you know what I love, though? Whenever Honda wants to roll something out and like kind of try to swipe one by you, they just paint it that same color of red.
Honda needs a map and directions, I think. They're totally lost. They
Craig,
just don't
I nominate
get
you.
What?
I nominate you.
Okay.
Go give some direction to Honda.
I could do a fine job, I guess.
Well,
I could do a better job than they're doing now. So,
I mean, Michelle, of course, you know, we didn't see the interior, but they gave a lot of details away on the powertrains. They're going CVT.
Direct injection, too.
Direct injection, CVT on the four-cylinder. They're keeping the V6 around, which everybody else seems to not be doing, except for Toyota.
Bringing back the hybrid.
Yeah, hybrid's coming back.
Ooh.
Exciting.
This is big. This is the whole. This is big news of the show, I think.
Yeah.
But CVT, and they say their CVT is going to be the best.
The best of the worst transmissions. Oy. Yes, we want to be the best of the worst.
I love being mediocre.
It's like coming first in your class getting a GED, right? I mean, I was best in class. Getting a GED.
God.
Next up, Lexus LX570 gets a minor facelift, and yeah, I think that's about it.
This looks like the GS. It's got a GS front clip now. Who's buying
that? It's the spindle grill, Dave.
Who's buying that?
Not me. So let's move on to the next vehicle.
Orange County Housewives.
All right.
The next one.
The Lexus was not big news, but
the Ford Fusion.
Oh, yeah.
That's big news. I think that stole the show pretty much.
The what?
What?
What's a Ford? I'm out in California.
She's just catching up.
No, the 2013 Ford Fusion had a big debut. I mean, not only is the design extremely impressive, but the powertrain choices are they're
mind-boddling.
Yeah, I mean, was it 36 miles per gallon highway with the 1.6 liter, which this in the city, I think it's 26 for the 1.6, which blows the Malibu Eco away.
Wow.
The back seat is extremely roomy, not Passat roomy, but makes the Malibu look like a Sonic. I think this is going to be a home run as long as they don't price it, you know, like the Focus where it's, you know, 28 grand for a loaded Focus, as long as this thing is not 42 for, but it's going to get interesting because they got the C-Max plug-in and the Fusion plug-in coming, and then the, you know, Focus EV. So I don't know how they're going to price all these things out. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Yeah.
Dave, as an auto analyst, let me ask you this question. Is Ford's getting pretty roundly criticized for a lot of how high the pricing is on some of their cars. At the same time, you're getting quite a lot of content and like higher quality content in it for that price. So are they trying to go for some weird kind of, yes, it's expensive, but we're trying to offer a value proposition because normally this would have been something you'd expect in a higher line vehicle?
Well, take a look at like what Volkswagen is doing. They're doing the exact opposite thing where we're going to strip this car down. We're going to decontent it. We're going to drop the base price and then we're not going to do global cars anymore. We're going to do regional. So like the Passat, you know, is really just for this market. And, they dropped the price by thousands of dollars, and they're selling well. Same thing with the Jetta. Everybody been getting horrible reviews, but it's selling extremely well. You know, Focus, I don't think it's been quite the home run that they had hoped. So, I understand where you're going with the value thing, but at the end, you know, when people go to price out, you know, when they say I'm going to go look at ABCD car, They look and see what the base price is first, and that and anything that's too high, they just go and eliminate that.
Americans are cheap bastards.
Yes, they want the biggest thing for the least amount of money.
They put it, buy it by the pound, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they price it too high, I think that, you know, they could alienate a lot of people.
But yeah, I think you're right, Dave. This thing pretty much stole the show. Yeah. Very pretty car. Interior is gorgeous, I thought.
Interior
very
looks,
sculptural looking.
So I had an opportunity to drive a Mondeo in November in the UK. It was fantastic. And everything I've heard is that if I thought that was fantastic, this is going to be doubly as good.
Doubly as good?
Yes. It's going to be
even more gooder.
Even gooder. Gooderer. Well, so good. Yeah, it's going to. This is going to be. It's going to be not just pretty to look at, but it's also going to handle really well. Great powertrains, choices for everybody. So we'll be interested to see how this pays. Yeah, win. And they're going to make some of them in Michigan.
Even better. Take that. Get Mazda 6 the hell out of Flat Rock.
That's
we're
right.
bringing Ford home to. Yeah. All right. Eric, you got a Nissan concept.
Yeah, it's so it's a Leaf van.
Who?
The Leaf van. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a ENV200 concept. So it's a van that's kind of designed, the front end looks like a little bit like a whole lot of Leaf. It's painted to look like a Leaf. It's all electric like a Leaf. So this is is this the next urban city van for local flower shop delivery and bakeries and stuff like that? Hard to say. Yeah.
Because the Transit Connect is selling so well, right?
I
Transit
like the,
Connect is selling is well. But the electric one is $57,000.
Yeah, this is one of those ones you could offer to businesses on a lease only because it might work for a tax break on multiple levels. And that's the only way I can see this thing working really well. You know, 47 to 105 miles range, that's probably okay for a city delivery kind of vehicle, but not much more than that.
It's the electric taxi of tomorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty much a preview of the taxi that's coming.
Yeah.
So, well, in more exciting news, Michelle, you are a Hyundai enthusiast, no? Or at least you like the Veloster.
I like the Veloster a lot, and this is the Veloster for the enthusiast. It's not the one I would buy because I have no need for. But I know everybody has been waiting for this, and I guess it's going to come out now finally. It's the Veloster Turbo, and it's going to, finally get above 200 horsepower. And they've redesigned the front grille, so it's
Genesis-like.
Yeah, it's mean looking, a little it's more aggressive. And
no,
matte
but
paint.
The matte paint is
sweet.
That
the matte
is,
gray.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
And it's going to, the matte gray is going to be factory.
Yes, but the only problem is if you get in an accident.
If a seagull poops on your car, it messes it up.
Yeah, or if you get in an accident, you're in big trouble because there's only a couple places in the country that can repair it.
Yeah.
And you can't wax it, of course.
Here's the thing with matte, though, is that, and the reason I have an, I know this is because one of my friend of mine's a polymer chemist who works for a paint company. The matte isn't as bad as it used to be in trying to keep it clean or wash it or whatever, because it's essentially now a clear, they're doing the matte via a clear coat. Mm. So,
Well, in other big news, Dodge had an important product. It revealed the rebranded Alpha Giulietta, AKA the Dodge Dart. Pretty snazzy little C segment car. I was pretty impressed by it. I like what they're doing with this.
I liked the amount of technology in this thing. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with the base price. It's cheaper than it starts out cheaper than an Elantra.
Wow.
Yeah, that's saying a lot. So who knows what the heck that actually comes with. I don't know if it comes with a steering wheel or not at the price, but
tiller.
But to me that's pretty impressive to start it there. And then the amount of technology that they're throwing in this thing is incredible.
A 7-inch display, was it? Or was
7-inch
8.4?
Well, there's an 8.4 that you can get, the Uconnect Touch. It's like in the 300.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get there's also an optional 7-inch TFT display in the gauge cluster, which looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of stuff.
20 minutes remain.
I mean, the problem with this is Aaron and I interviewed Reed Bigland for Open Line about this. Michelle. I know Reed Bigland. He's like a football player. And you know, we were talking about the low price, but then it might have a little bit of a focus problem because, like, they're very wary to name what that top price is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what the option packages will be.
Right.
It's also, I mean, pretty car, very nicely done interior, nice back seat space for a C-segment car. I think this is going to be a big seller. Great new powertrains, too. These Tiger Shark engines we've heard about.
They kind of overlap a little bit, though.
They do. They've got the 2-liter as the base. Then you've got a 1.4 turbo, which is like the economy engine that, if I remember correctly, will be matched with the dual clutch, the dual dry clutch.
Yeah, a dual dry clutch. And it looks like that'll be the high mileage one.
And then they've got the 2.4 multi-air as the top engine. So interesting stuff going on under the hood.
Look forward to the SRT version.
Yeah, talking to one of the PR folks, I guess that 2.4 in particular, it only shares like three common parts with the Gemma, the previous engine, which was a turd.
A turd.
So hopefully this is a lot better. Chrysler really did a great job with the Pentastar V6. That is amazingly smooth running and quiet. So I'm hoping they can do the same.
Well, I mean, that previous engine was pretty similar to the one that, Sonata has, but that was significantly updated from that, too. So
the Sonata's got the direct injection, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah,
we're running out of time.
Sorry.
NSX concept, Dave.
NSX, I think everybody was talking about this even before it came out, but when I saw it, the first thing I thought of was Acura R8 from the front. It didn't really look so original to me from the front. It sounds great. They're going to make it in Ohio. Wow.
Yeah.
The land
What's
of combines and
yen?
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, basically no more Japanese supercars. We're in Ohio supercar.
Mid-mounted V6.
It's and hybrid.
Crazy talk.
Crazy.
This is a good-looking Acura, too.
But it's pretty innovative. I mean, it looks like, Honda kind of coming back and saying that they're back. Mm-hmm. We can still engineer great cars, and we can still do innovative powertrains. So it looks exciting.
Yeah. Eric, what did you think of the NSX?
Other than they snuck the stupid bar, the beak bar into the grill, I liked it. I'd be curious if it does go into production, if they can get it under $100,000.
We'll see what
fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed. Seriously, fingers crossed on this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, next up, Prius C.
Yep.
C is for city.
C is for city. V is for versatility. P is for plug-in. Oh, sorry, wrong
and
song.
And it's cheaper than your phone. Oh, wait, wrong song.
Yeah. I hate that song.
And as much as everyone in the auto enthusiast community hates the Prius, this is actually a pretty interesting little car, in the sense that it's going to be under $20,000. Well, they say under 19, it's $18,995. So let's call it $19,000, probably under $20,000 once you put around $20,000 once you put two options in it. But 57 miles to the gallon, that's pretty interesting. Like 50 combined MPG.
Wow.
So this could be a really cool little high economy city car for,
if I remember correctly, I think it has an old Prius powertrain in it. I don't think it's the newest one. I think it's the last generation of powertrains, and that's how they kept the cost down.
Yep. I mean, it's only 100 horsepower, but it's small, but who cares? It's a small car. So in many ways, this reminds you of a upscaled version of like a lot of the 80s economy cars, and the fact that you get relatively inexpensive, really good fuel economy, and they've kind of brought that concept.
And Eric, you'd look great in it.
No.
I think this one will do good. I think they actually took the design sort of idea of the normal Prius, and it looks much better, stumpier.
But I thought the concept looked actually pretty good. I mean, looked, and then this just looks like they took all the sucked all the
it's
life
for
out of it.
People that don't care about living.
I guess.
No, it's got the
people without a pulse.
It's closer to like the Sonic hatchback, kind of like more squared off practical. They're going for that buzzword starts with an M.
Michelle,
the whiny generation.
The millennial.
Where?
I will say this in talking to one of my client or our clients. I can't say my clients because it's not like it's my company,
my
but
clients,
our clients.
I'm going to client.
They have a feeling they're going to sell every single one of these they can get in the showroom.
Very interesting. So Prius C is pretty boring, Michelle. The next car on the list, another showstopper from Lexus.
Right, this
of all
one's
companies.
Not so boring, is it?
No, this is beautiful.
The LFLC. I mean, it's...
La-la-la.
LFLC. LFLC. They just made that so I couldn't say it. All I have to do is put rural drive and Brembo brakes. And I never can say it. But, yeah, it's very nice looking, isn't it? I don't... You know, it's one of those you like go by at the show and you're like, oh, wow.
Well, it won the Eyes on Design Award for best concept car. Yep. So
I said to multiple people, and a few people actually agreed with me, that if you took off the Lexus badge and put on a Ferrari badge, not too many people would bat an eye about it.
And if you, and if you did like this is a Ferrari concept from 10 years from now, absolutely they would believe it.
My problem was that it was parked pretty close to a Lexus ES. So once I turned around, it reminded me, Lexus.
That's where we are today.
Yeah, and we have a long ways to go. And
well, the GS, well, you were on the GS launch, yeah, so I mean, they're getting there. I mean, that car was amazing. So amazing.
Yeah, in certain trims, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the LFLC, when the pictures came out, I was like, ugh, because they had a couple teasers and then went road and track, spilled the beans prematurely. But when I saw it in pictures, I was like, oh, what is going on? That front end is so busy. There are all these lines and curves and arcs. And then you see it in person. And
I thought
it
looked better in
sense.
Person, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can see the depth
the one
of
thing that,
things.
The one thing that really was surprised me is how wide the car is, or maybe not physically wide, but just seems to be muscularly wide in a good way, which is
it's got a stance.
Yes,
it looks planted,
kicking arse and taking names.
Yep.
So next up, we got another big reveal: Cadillac ATS.
Finally,
yes. How many
we've
teaser videos?
I've only been watching this thing race around for months.
So new small sports sedan, smaller than the CTS, rear wheel drive.
Or
all-wheel drive. Variety of engines. 2.54 cylinder. Sucky.
No.
2-liter turbo, 275 plus horsepower. That's going to be exciting.
That's
or 3.6.
Can get a manual.
V6.
Yes, you can get a manual.
And a manual.
Yep.
What's not to like,
I mean,
other than the design?
And it's light. It is extremely lightweight.
3,400 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. This, I mean, all on paper.
Oh, yeah.
This scene, I mean, you got the Q system. You got lightweight. You got some great powertrains. I mean, it's all there. The recipe is there. I just don't know how it's going to taste.
They blew it,
I think.
The design is... I saw it, I was like, oh my... It's
predictable.
It's bland. It's almost
It's predictable.
It's last generation CTS.
Yeah, I mean, I think art and science is predictable now. I don't think it's innovative. I think that's why they didn't show it to anybody beforehand.
It's a snoozer.
Because I think everybody knew what it was going to look like. We had already seen Q and what the interior is going to look like, and then we saw the exterior, and I was like, oh.
They've got the CTS coupe. Gorgeous. Strong statement, and then they go to this. It's just watered down.
Well, I think a lot of people had sort of reactions to the CTS coupe, right? I mean, I don't. It's one of those either you love it or you hate it, and this one goes
but
more for the
brand. Isn't that fine? I think that's fine for a luxury brand. I don't think it should try to appeal to everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's not a Camry they're selling.
No, they're not selling Camrys, so it should.
They're trying to get more people to go to luxury. And predictable is the A4, right?
But
so, Michelle, are you saying you think they went too far with the CTS coupe?
I think
this is them kind of stepping back a little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, well, there's a coupe. There's going to be a coupe coming to this as well. Mm. So, you know, this is definitely going to go toe to toe with the 3 Series. But you know, I wouldn't. You know, you get in the new 3 Series, and I'm. Interior that doesn't do much for me. It does. It just looks low rent. So
overdesigned.
I don't think Cadillac has too far to go to catch up, but it's going to be changing people's perceptions on where Cadillac is and where they're going.
Okay.
But I think the reason it looks bland, less blingy, try to appeal to more people. So
yeah. So next up, Eric, we've got another concept. Pardon me, Dave. Another concept. Chevrolet. Another red car.
Yeah. One true
30
BMW 1M.
Yeah, it's basically what it is. It's like a little one series.
Yeah, it's a dog. That's right.
It is. That's exactly what Nubbin said.
You know what? When I looked at it, I was like, wow, that thing looks really good. And then I got up close to it and I was like, no, this doesn't look so good. And I.
Well, this is the rear wheel drive
one. Yeah, it's the rear wheel drive.
The red one.
It looks like. I think they were trying to go for baby Camaro or something. Mm-hmm. But I think I would just rather hold out for something else.
What's with the Corvette badges, though?
There was an explanation for that somewhere I read yesterday. I didn't quite understand what they were doing with that. If this was some sort of hint at, you know, Corvette, and then I heard that they're just going to put it on things that are sporty or something. So,
like the GM badge.
It's going to be like the SRT brand. Corvette's going to become its own brand.
The mark of excellence.
Ooh. Brand it right on there.
Jonathan Brown will drive it.
No, I mean, I don't know. I thought it looked great, and then I got up to it, and it didn't do much for me, and I don't really. I just didn't like how the back end was hacked off, and wasn't for me. Sorry.
Well, they had another concept as well, a white one, Eric, the true 140S. This one's kind of cool looking. It's like a small, almost supercar. I get that kind of vibe.
Cruise.
Yeah, the cruise coupe. Yes. In certain angles. Wow, how's that for hyperbole?
It's very Honda.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit like what, two generations ago, Civic Type S, where it almost looks like a mid-engine kind of car from a couple angles. The pearl white, the matte pearl white was very cool looking in person on this car. This is another one like the 130 that they sort of crowdsourced from that M crowd. And now I'm not talking the BMW M crowd. I'm talking the HM crowd. And sometimes you can see the influence of it. And not in a good way.
You know, so everyone was like, what should you like, the red or the white? And just viscerally, like from a first reaction, I loved this. But then the more I started looking at it, the more I didn't.
It sounds like me with the red one.
It's like from the front to the B pillar, I like it a lot. From the B pillar back, it needs work.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's just,
and of course, it didn't have an interior because the interior is, we're going to configure this in 97 different ways so that it can fit everybody. And
yeah, that's why it's a concept, though. Yeah. A little closer to reality, Michelle, you got a real looker here. At the Audi booth.
I really like this one. It's the Q3 Veil, and it's their little crossover. And I thought it's balanced. It works. I could see a lot of the Buick crowd. Like, I was thinking, like, okay, the Encore is going to be aimed at like my mom's crowd because it's easier for older people to get in and out of those crossovers. And I think this is their attempt to, like, gain the sort of older empty nester crowd, plus the sporty younger Subaru types, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, afford a Q5, go for a Q3.
Do they really need three sizes of SUV?
Why not?
Doesn't Mazda have that now?
I mean, this is really small. I mean, this is Encore sized, and BMW's coming out with the X1. If you can't wait for an X1, you can head over to Canada and buy one. But, it's all being driven. By
I didn't get a good look at it because there was this just crush of people.
It's
that had converged
Audi.
On it. Yes.
Oh.
Audi. But 2.5 turbo under the hood, 314 horsepowers.
I mean, it's
if they use that engine.
They're making this. They're making this in Spain. It's selling very well right now. So, in Europe, it doesn't look bad or anything. It's just, can't afford a Q5, go ahead and get a Q3.
Here's the question though: Q3 or A4 All Road?
A4 All.
I think A4 All Road's going to end up being about 50 grand.
But it's worth it. So Mercedes-Benz SL. Showed off a new version of that. And an old one, oddly enough. The first one, was it the 52 SL race car? That stole the... That was better looking than... The new one.
I know. I was at the party on Sunday night, and I was like, no, you can't bring that out. You just
stole all the fun.
Stole it, yeah. So,
can they make that? Okay. First of all, can they make the grill badge any larger? And second of all, do they really need two badges on the front?
I think they took it off a semi that they sell in Germany. And they took it off that, and then they put it right on the SL.
Well, see, what they said is, oh, Ford, you think your truck badging is big? Let us show you this.
Right.
Yeah, it's eight and a half feet wide.
It's big.
I think that some badge control needs to happen industry-wide.
But that thing, you know, the car lost some weight, which I think was really needed. It's almost all aluminum now. The thing was an absolute pig before.
It lost some prettiness, too.
Yeah, it's...
quite a bit.
Yeah, it looks like it got hit with the ugly stick a little bit. It's okay, I think, from the back, but the front of it is really busy for $100,000 plus.
Mm-hmm. Not much to say. I'd rather have the 52. I think most people would agree.
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. You gotta go.
Race, go.
10-minute warning. All right. So, Dave, concept Toyota the NS4.
Yeah. So. This plug-in hybrid. Came. I think maybe it's kind of a hint at either the next member of the Prius family or kind of where the Prius direction is going. It didn't really do a whole lot for me, most Priuses. So,
snoozer. The nose is a little bit reminiscent of the original Prius.
Yes, it is.
Echo one?
Yeah.
Whatever the first generation Prius was.
Looked like an Echo?
Echo.
Kind of. Echo? Huh?
Yeah.
Remember the old Echo?
Yeah, no, I know.
Echo?
Okay,
Echo?
Let's swing by the Porsche booth now, Eric.
Echo?
You're a Porsche-phile.
Yeah, a bit. So the predictable march of the line of 911s that go from one model to 32 models of 911s has started. And so after the 911 and 911 Carrera debuted at L.A. 2 months ago, I guess it is now, we get the Cabriolet versions of those cars. So if you feel like spending $100,000 for a convertible, please see your nearest Porsche dealer.
Very nice.
It's still very quick, very nice. It's going to drive brilliantly. It's just that Porsches have become really overpriced.
And who wants a convertible? Let's be honest.
Well, I'm a little torn because I like convertibles, but a 911, I never quite understood a 911 Cabriolet. But
why would you get that when you could get a Murano Cross Cabriolet?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Michelle, you got something here.
I do. And you know what? I love the idea of this because I as much as I hate the Smart 4.2, I do like the Smart Coupe that was out in Europe. And this is much closer, but it still looks like something you'd find in the bottom of your cereal box. And it's the little Smart 4S truck. And, you know, it's not going to happen.
It claims to be
this electric. It's got all this torque and you can do this and you can do that in it. The one thing
you can't do anything with it. All right, 2x4, nothing.
You have to take your bicycle wheel off to put your bicycle in the thing.
German.
They won't give up.
I'm happy to be here at the 2012 Detroit Auto Show with this fabulous new concept.
Wunderbar, new concept auto.
I know, it's like a clamshell with wheels. So anyway, go on.
Maybe there's a pearl inside.
No. No.
Only Michelle's driving it. Next up, Audi A4 Allroad. We mentioned this a few minutes ago. Beautiful little car, wagon.
1 minute.
Hot, but it replaces the Avant. So it just looks like they're going to jack the price up, kind of go toe-to-toe with the XC70.
There you go. Very nice. Next. And last but not least, Dave, MKZ.
It looked great. I don't care what anybody says.
I think it's totally undercovered.
What?
I don't think it's getting enough coverage.
You think it's getting enough coverage? Why don't you like it?
I don't think it's getting enough coverage.
Why don't I like it? The front end is derivative. The graphic shape is what we've seen for years now. They just turn the slats to horizontal. It looks like a moth flying now or something.
You're close, Craig. You're very close. And this is the only thing I don't like about it, as you said, is the headlights in the grill. Is it I looked at it for more than 5 seconds ago. What's with the cat's whiskers?
Yeah.
No, it's eagle wings. That's what it's supposed to look like, eagle wings.
Ow, ow!
We're
it's
close
time
enough
for me to wake up.
By the way, I do have to say that the Lincoln display was
phenomenal.
Best display. Oh, yes.
Amazing.
That was, I don't know who designed that plate, who did the design of it?
Imagination, I think, or is that
okay.
a company or
well,
something
whoever,
like that?
Whoever they are, I need to hire them to do my next house.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing looked like money.
Well, that it felt private. It felt upscale. It was beautifully designed.
Did you go
every other booth
yeah,
there.
Yeah, everything looked
down.
I mean, and it was terrible because you walk right from Lincoln to Nissan and you're like,
did you see Edsel Ford's car that they had upstairs there?
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
Oh, my.
Eric would like one of those. So back to the MKZ. The only pretty part of it I thought was the back end.
Craig, right you're now. Done. The alarm went off.
Ooh.
Bullshit.
I mean, I think it's coming out in New York. I've seen the production version of it. I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised. But you know what?
Concept.
You don't have to like it. Okay? Yeah. Because like I said, like Cadillac, you don't have to like it. It's only it doesn't have to appeal to everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's like a nice pair of shoes, you know. You
here
doesn't have to everybody not everybody has to like the same brand of clothing or same type of shoe or whatever. You wear yeah. what you want to be seen.
I wear
in.
The Salvation Army.
Here's Dave
shows me giving
when you listen to Jim Farley do the introduction for this and he was kind of talking about Lincoln's rebranding and what they're trying to do with it and appeal to it. I mean, everything was sort of we want to try and do bespoke without quite being that ridiculous. So it was like it's like a Bentley crowd, but not quite at Bentley prices,
Ford prices.
Look, I mean, everybody's been criticizing him for doing nothing.
Yeah,
and now they do something, and then everybody's like still criticizing him. So
I think what we all want to see is one of those rear-wheel drive, big boat, Continental-type concepts they showed 10 years ago. Put one of those into production. Then we'll see.
Yeah, then
but right now, the MKS, please, that car is a
I'm
joke.
Not disagreeing with you on that. It's just the MKZ, though, I think when you hear about the suspension, some of the things they're doing with powertrains, some of the very unique features that are coming out, which if you look Red Auto Blog today, you'd see...
Mm-hmm.
Get a hint of what's coming.
What's under the hood? They didn't talk about that at the show.
It's going to be the same powertrain as Fusion, right?
And a little more.
EcoBoost V6?
I can't say, but
Well, just tell us then.
Can we mute it?
Friends.
No, but I mean, I don't think you guys are going to be disappointed. I mean, it's going to have enough differentiation from the Fusion. You know, it's going to have the suspension, like the MKS and the MKT. Mm-hmm. That have that new adjustable suspension, you know, you're going to see that. So it's going to have its own unique characteristics. It's going to drive differently than the Fusion. I mean, they're doing the right things. I mean, Audi's been using Volkswagen stuff for long enough, you know, and nobody's ripping them.
Because it's so separate, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm...
So you said you've seen the production version. How close is it? Can you say at all?
It's pretty close.
Is it?
It's pretty close.
Okay. Because I don't hate it. I just think it could have been, I don't know, some of the...
I think the production one looks better than this, and I think they've got some tricks up their sleeve for New York that are going to knock your socks off. Right.
Well, I can't wait. That's just that's pretty soon, too, a couple months.
April,
yeah.
So, all right, guys, we got to pick our favorite vehicles from the show. Michelle, why don't we start with you? What was your pick of the litter, so to speak, from Detroit this year?
Oh, gosh. This one's hard because there's, you know, so many like the common ones, but I won't go from the list that we have, but the ones that we didn't have on the list that I got to see for the first time. So the Infiniti little concept that they had, but also the
urethra.
Yeah. And then I also love that little pocket sized Korean Chevy, that little convertible thing
that came out of Korea.
Yeah. That got shown forever ago, but I've never seen it in person. It's bolt.
The Mirai?
Yes.
Very interesting. That was a crazy design on the Mirai.
I just want to see it in a movie. I want to see it with a female superhero driving it.
All right. Dave, what was your pick?
Can I go last?
Okay. You can go last. Eric.
Check in.
Since Michelle said the Mirai was probably one of my picks, even though that no one was talking about it, I have to go with the LFLC.
LFLC it is. Another nice choice. I'm going to go with the Fusion just because of, you know.
Predictability?
Exactly. And it I feel it really stole the show. It did. It was, we were expecting it. Yes, we were expecting it, but it delivered, I think.
And I'm going to go with the sibling MKZ. Because one, I think the display was phenomenal looking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the hit of the show to me was the Lincoln display. Absolutely, 100%.
But you have to admit, overall, this was an amazing show. It was so much better than Los Angeles. Like, there was actually exciting stuff going on. It felt like it. I don't know.
Nobody was a downer at it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like there was a good feeling.
Good vibe. Yeah.
There was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. I think it was a lot more crowded than last year.
Oh yeah, way more.
And,
crowded.
There was a good vibe going on. Everybody felt optimistic.
I was surprised a little bit. And unless I totally missed out on all of it, no one handed out any swag.
Yeah, the Mopar one with the little oil can. I didn't get it, but I saw other people with it. That was cute.
There was not a whole lot going on. But,
well, that's bribery. Aside from luxury dinners and parties.
Well, you know who showed me theirs was Jeff Ross, and he's like the future Frank Bacon.
Whoa.
Oh, you know I love Jeff. Stop it.
Whoa. As Eric shoves his face
with bacon. All right, guys. Good hustle. Good going, team. We got the auto show wrapped up. Pretty good show this year. Optimistic, as you said, Dave. So hopefully it's all that and more again next year. And can't wait for New York to see the MKZ. Yeah. That's kind of the Lincoln show. New York is where they tend to introduce the
product. And then,
they're doing a lunch again, Dave, so we can get prune juice. And what did we have last time?
Prune juice. That was at Buick?
Yes.
Oh, that was interesting.
Anyway, we got a
studio.
We got to take a quick break. Sorry.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I know if you're constipated, you take the prune juice. But anyway, after the break, we'll keep on keeping on with Dave Sullivan right here from Auto Pacific, Michelle Naranjo, autobytel.com, as well as Eric Tritko, Mr. Rumblestrip. And we've got a brand new segment coming up, so stick around. It's all kinds of fun, I promise. Or it better be. Right, Ben?
Yes, Craig.
So, we got to talk about our friends at Advance Auto Parts. Have you been to Advance Auto Parts?
I have.
You should. You haven't, you say? Well, now's your chance to save, because there's a special exclusive offer available only through roundaboutshow.com.
You don't say.
I'm saying it right now.
Terrific.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Very, very special exclusive offer available to you, our loyal ROAB fans. Opportunity to save some big money. If you purchase something from Advance Auto Parts and you go to our website first and follow the banner ad, you can save a lot of money. $10 off an order of $30, $20 off an order of $50, or save $30 if you spend $100. It's nearly a third. Do the math.
30%.
Do the math. Is it 30%? Yeah, I guess it would be. So we're asking you, this is something I've taken advantage of many times. Ben, your father, has taken advantage of this. Many other viewers have as well. So it's a great deal. Again, that's 10 off 30, 20 off 50, 30 off 100.
And it's easy?
All you do, good question, Dave. All you do, go to roundaboutshow.com. On the right-hand sidebar of the page, you'll see a little button for Advance. And below that, you'll see an offer code. Remember that offer code. Click on the button. It'll take you to the Advance storefront. You do your online shopping. And when you're ready to check out, you punch that promo code in. Boom. Takes that discount right out of the shop.
So I could get
ready in advance.
I could get $100 wiper blades for $70.
Yes.
Wow.
Hard to beat. You can have them delivered if you spend more than $75. Get this: free shipping to anywhere you want.
So I could get $100 wiper blades and some LED windshield wiper nozzles, flusher nozzles. Yep. Cool. Okay.
And delivered to your door for free. Now they won't put them on for you, but they will deliver them free of charge. Or if you're not spending that much, but you still want to avoid shipping charges, you can have anything delivered to the local Advance
in your neighborhood. That's actually a really
good deal. And pick it up. So do it. Check it out. It is an awesome deal. You can't miss it. Again, roundaboutshow.com. Follow that ad in the right-hand sidebar of the page, and that's your ticket to major savings.
Buy stuff now!
I couldn't have said it any better myself, Eric. Advance Auto Parts. We thank them for their support. So, back to the content we've got. Ben, you came up with a new little segment here called Either Or, and we've got it auto show theme.
Roulette. Sorry, I thought that said something else.
No. That's going
on. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Rhubarb. Rhubarb. Rhubarb. Sibilants. Sibilants.
So, I am proud to introduce our latest segment called Either Or, born of the Colonel's fresh mind in this freshly minted game pits panelist against panelist.
So, proud?
What's that?
You're proud?
I am proud. Ben concocted this, and I think it's going to be a winner. So we're going to throw out scenarios, right, Ben?
That's right, Craig.
And you guys are going to have to answer them in rapid succession. So let's give an example. What does that mean?
So we'll say the best concept that won't make it to production, something like that. And then we'll give you two choices.
MKZ or...
Or
Audi Allroad
or something.
Vale. Quattro.
And okay. then each person has 20 seconds to say which they choose and why. And then, boom, we're on to the next one.
Okay, so make and a there's split three decision. Of us for each one.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right.
So, are you guys ready? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This will it will be sure. soon enough.
This will be why? Very easy.
Sure, why not?
All right, so let's throw this out there, Ben. Let's get started. Let's try the first one, okay?
Okay.
So you guys ready for this? First, either or. Executive most likely to be gone before next year's Detroit Auto Show. And your choices are Dieter Zetsche or Reid Bigland.
Who do we start with, Craig?
We start with Dave.
Reid Bigland.
And why? Because his name is stupid.
Because Dieter's been around forever.
Very good. Who's next? Michelle.
I would have to say Dieter because Reid's actually been the head of... Canada, and it's still actually I think he still is.
And Eric?
I'd go with Reid Bigland because Sergio will throw a tantrum over something.
Probably.
He's so Hollywood, though, Reid, but still so personable.
Is he?
You're right, though. I was talking with...
Those weren't shoulder pads in his suit.
Yeah, I was talking with Manoli earlier.
Those are beef briskets right yeah. here and here.
He was, I mean, he had...
me during the interview.
That was the most aggressive Whoa. Car intro I've ever seen in my life. I mean, chin out, shoulders forward, ready for the attack.
Macho.
Yeah.
And he won't be around, according to you guys. Okay, so that's round one. Easy enough, huh? Just say yes.
Yes!
Yes, Craig!
Yeah! So, okay, our second one. First, to have a parking spot in your fantasy garage, Chevrolet Sonic RS or the Mopar 200 Super S? Ben, oh. We start with Michelle this round.
I'm going to go with the Sonic RS. No.
And why?
Because I love the little guy.
Little scrambler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cutie patootie.
All right, Eric.
Given those choices, the RS.
Okay.
And why? Because given those choices, right?
Exactly. That one's a 200.
Thank you, Ben.
And David.
I'm also going to go with the Sonic because it has rear disc brakes. That's about it.
Well, does it have rear disc brake pads? That's
oh,
the question.
God, yeah.
It depends.
All right, round number three. Concept vehicle most likely to go into production, Honda Accord Coupe or Lincoln MKZ? And we start... with Eric.
I'm sorry, the question was what?
Honda concept vehicle most likely to go into production, and both of them are Honda Accord Coupe or Lincoln MKZ.
MKZ. Well, actually, would it be the Honda Accord Coupe because it's already in production?
Good answer. Who's next? I got to switch over here again.
Dave's next.
Dave is next, yes.
I am going with the MKZ because, as Eric said, the Accord is already in production and they just put some Altezas on it and said it was new.
Yeah. And Michelle?
I'm going to agree with that as well because, they've got to fix that Civic first anyway.
Yeah, about the Civic. All right, so round number four. What?
And you know what? We're zipping through these so fast. We're going to take it down to 15 seconds per.
Whoa.
Yeah, so get
Stop.
Ready.
All right. So next one. Better chance of surviving, Coda or Smart? Dave?
Smart.
Because the Germans just won't give up.
The Germans won't give up, and they got a pickup truck. It's so badass.
Mark that, Ben. That's a sound drop right there. Is that your, like, Eric Cartman impersonation? Badass. Anyway, all right, who's next? Michelle. Dakota or smart?
Smart.
And why?
Because they will, they're like a swatch watch, right? They're not going to quit. And that Coda just, they...
Or they're like a roach. You can't kill them. Eric.
Well, yeah.
It's like that mold in my shower. Just won't go away.
Eric, what do you think, Coda or smart?
Let's make it unanimous. It's the smart, mostly because the Germans' ego... hard-headedness, and just will not let them admit that it's a 55-gallon drum of fail.
Mm, that's a bit... Well, what would that be in liters? I'm not sure. But anyway,
you need,
it's a lot of
you need Banofsky right now.
A thousand liters? No.
Maybe. So, easiest name to get confused, Chevrolet Code 130R or Chevrolet NS4? I mean, 140S. And we start with Michelle.
It's the white one or the red one?
The Pinot Gris or the Merlot?
You should have seen me trying to edit the articles about those darn things.
All right, Eric. What you want? What's it going to be?
I'm chewing.
Everyone pause while Eric chews.
55 gallons is 208.19765 liters, Craig. That's my answer.
Good enough reason, Dave.
I think the white one.
I guess that's the one.
Because the R is red, or rear-wheel drive.
Oh.
So you know, I can remember that one. The other one, bleh.
All right, next question. Which one, MKZ or ATS? And we start with Eric.
And from here on
for
out,
what?
10 seconds on the clock.
Eric.
The question is what, Craig? It's just
ATS or MKZ?
Purely that.
Which one? Which one?
MKS.
Why?
What?
Or Z. MKZ or ATS.
Or Z, sorry, MKZ, yeah.
Okay. The Zephyr. And why, Eric, why?
Design.
Okay. Dave.
ATS. It's, if I had to buy one, because I think it's just going to be more fun to drive, more entertaining for me.
And Michelle.
I'm sad to say probably ATS because I think Dave's right. They're going to make it more fun to drive because they've got more leverage to have fun with it.
Okay, fair enough. Round number 7. Best facelift, Mini Roadster or Hyundai Genesis Coupe? Dave, we start with you.
Genesis Coupe, for sure.
Oops. That was an awful
Okay, I'm done.
You lost.
No, I like the Genesis Coupe. I think the Roadster's not a facelift, so.
Mm. Oh, snap. Michelle, you're next.
Genesis Coupe.
Shut up. Sorry.
It's a facelift. It's a mini. They all look the same. Nobody will know the difference.
It looks like it has that stupid hat.
And your reason, Michelle?
We don't care. No, right. Go ahead.
Because it's, I'm not a Roadster, like, fan.
No. Last but not least, Eric.
Unanimous. It's the Genesis. It was already a pretty good vehicle. This is really going to make it an excellent vehicle.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, next question, round number 8. Minivan that Dave, Eric, or Michelle Jr. would least mind being dropped off from in front of high school. Your choices are the Chrysler 700C, the Nissan EDV200, or the Ford Freestar. This is a special bonus round. Michelle, we start with you.
I think my daughter would expect us to be in a Freestar.
Because you had a Windstar, right?
And an Aerostar.
An Aerostar? Oh, my God. Oh. So there you go. So, Eric, which one is it?
Mercedes Sprinter.
And why?
Because he's married to Kate Gosling.
God, please. Shoot myself.
Dave. You're the one with the kitties.
Oh, come on. Probably anyway, they're a taxi anyway. I'd probably just go with the NV.
Okay.
I have a quest anyway.
You signed the paper.
I have a quest out in the parking lot.
You've been questing?
I've been questing.
But there's a reason for that.
I'm a 75th level
Jedi wizard gnome dwarf. Next round. Best display booth at this year's show. Land Rover or down in the basement hover round? Eric, wait, I believe we start with you.
Land Rover wasn't there, and I have no idea what the hover round was because I didn't go in the basement. So there you go.
Land Rover was only in India this year. They skipped Detroit to go to India.
Well, they go where the people are.
They go where the owners tell them to go.
Exactly.
I like the hover round booth because they had Mario and Luigi show up. And did you guys get the snacks there? They were so cool. They were like spaghetti? These little mushrooms. And
mushrooms?
And, yeah.
Whoa.
Like magic mushrooms for yeah. Santa Claus gives to his reindeer?
I don't know. But all I know is I went to the hover round booth and the next day I knew it was like the next day.
Dave.
I'm going with Land Rover.
Because they just weren't there.
They weren't and there. And they won the car of the year and they weren't there.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Truck of the year.
Whatever. Car.
He's jealous because he's not a juror. Next question. Worst greenfield name. Greenified name. Ford Fusion Energi with an I or VWE Bugster. And we turn to Dave first.
I'm going with the Roach. I like it. Bugster sounds like very very anti-German word. I think I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Michelle, you're next.
And it's probably be made in Mexico. So.
Oh, of course.
I like the Bugster.
It's La Cucaracha.
I like E-Bugster. I think it's cute.
But what's the worst? So then Ford Fusion Energi is the worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And why, Michelle, why do you not like Energi?
Because it's not a nice, it's an unattractive sounding word, sort of. It doesn't look nice and doesn't, you know. It
sounds like something belongs on a drink.
Yes. Monster.
Yeah.
Energy. All right, and Eric.
I will go with the Energi mostly because it's very 2003 Web 2.0 30-point rounded font. Mm.
And last but not first, Dave again.
But wait, an E-Bugster is like Comic Sans glorified.
No, an E-Bugster is a 1989 Porsche 911 Speedster.
Mm.
With fake Fuchs wheels.
All right. Last round, round 11, cranking it up to the max. Most likely to be pregnant in 3 years. Lexus LFLC or Acura NSX. As long as Dave doesn't get near it, should be fine. Michelle?
That would be a beautiful child.
Michelle? Whoa. The mailman's there.
No, it's not the mailman. Stop it, you guys. Mark it, Ben. Let's see. Most likely, which one's the most likely to go behind the middle school? I'm going to go with the NSX.
And why? Because it sounds like X.
It's really a Honda at the end of the day.
We know how they get around. Who's next? Eric, which one?
Well, I'm not understanding the question. Which one will be pregnant? That is, which one's coming to market?
Open to your interpretation, Eric.
Oh.
Which one's the floozy?
Lexus.
Wrong answer.
and why is it the wrong correct. Answer, Eric?
Hmm?
Good enough reason.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear your question. Your Skype cut you out again.
Oh. So Ben said wrong answer, and I was jokingly saying, well, why is it the wrong answer, Eric? What's your reasoning for choosing... Dave!
No. NSX, for sure. It's the sleazy one.
Is it? Why yeah. is it sleazy?
Just, it looks like a rack Ooh. In the front. And okay. I don't know.
You
looks like
take,
a...
You wouldn't show your mom the NSX.
No. I. It looks like it needs protection.
Okay, well then.
Trojan man.
So that concludes. That was the last round, guys, for either or. Did you like it? Did you love it?
I loved it, Ben. What a great idea that
I
show
I adored
was.
It.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. Well, thank you.
So we have to give it the Cold Stone ice cream treatment. Like it, love it, gotta have it.
Mmm. Cream and it's snowing outside.
I just give it the Jeff Ross treatment.
Make it so emotional, baby.
Sounds like Jeff.
Yeah, it does. And you know what, guys? I think we've got a show in the can here. Good job, team. We're done. We wrapped it up. That's roundabout 113.
Woohoo!
On Friday the 13th.
No yes. less. We couldn't have planned that any more planned-ified.
I think, Craigie, you haven't been interacting with our chatters enough tonight because... Bob Buster complained that we're not interacting enough.
Oh.
We always do the thank yous at the end.
I know, but that's when we're like off the air.
Michelle, you're the good interactorist.
I know. Sorry. I was reading. Like, to do that many cars from a show, it's not one of the times I usually pay attention to the chat room, I have to say.
It's stressful.
It's so stressful. Looking at a lot of pages.
I couldn't open up more windows. This Mac gets overloaded, as we found out when we opened the show up. So
you were going off what's the gray matter, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't keep up.
Well, I mean, brain. I don't want to say gray.
All right. Then, all right. Let's interact real quick. Quick chat room. Yeah. Which car is most likely to get pregnant? NSX or LFLC? Quick. Go.
Time
quick,
is ticking.
Quick. Go. Quit.
Oh. One doesn't like apple pie says NSSX.
One doesn't like apple pie has been commenting on our YouTube page saying that he wants me to do video car reviews, by the way.
Wow.
I don't know who it is.
FryGuy 177 says LFLC.
And Luke says MKZ. Loaded. It's retaining sheet metal.
Luke, that wasn't the choice.
Okay, guys, which vehicle chat room, which car stole the show? From the ones that we've shown you here, which took away the crown at Detroit this year? Favorite?
The Fusion, the Lexus, the 82 Accord.
Fusion. Yep.
Sounds like Mr. Fusion.
Fusion.
Falcon F7.
Falcon.
That wasn't actually a bad looking vehicle.
Randy says Lincoln, though. He's siding with you, Dave.
Is Randy's not a Ford guy, is he?
Don't think so. Mm. He's a roundabout kind of guy. He's an Autoline kind of guy.
Is he a convert?
I believe so, Michelle. The Church of Roab brought him in.
And, wow.
Yeah, I know.
We bow down. Sucked him in.
Praise Roab.
Praise.
See?
No, he likes Cadillacs.
He likes Cadillacs. I thought I saw him say something like that in the earlier in the chat. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. So chat room, anything else you want us to talk about here before we wrap this show up? Because we, like I said, stick a fork in it, we're done here. Anything else we missed that you're just dying to hear about? To hear the expertise of Dave Sullivan.
We miss anything from the auto show.
This is your chance, chat room.
Save your fork, there's pie.
Do you still eat pie with a fork, Baja Busta? Unless you just use your hand and just scoop it out? Remind me to never have a pie with you. Not sanitary. Randy says, nope, you even got that badass smart.
I think we had a...
Badass.
That's right.
What Luke says, what Mustangs were there? Well, Celine had a booth. Was it Celine or
no,
was it
Shelby, right?
Shelby, yes.
Super Snake. Super Snake. Yeah.
They had some Mustangs. Mustang, the new 2013 was there, but it's just a mild update.
Nobody was even talking about the Fusion.
Just dominated.
And then your eyes were drawn to the Lincoln display on the other side. Mm-hmm. You didn't even bother
they
to look
at it. They had a bar, too. A lot of journalists get trashed.
And the artwork on that wall before you went into the Lincoln display was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was cool. I loved that.
It made me feel smart to be around.
Did any of you go up in the cloud, Randy?
I didn't. I never did.
No,
in the
I
end.
Did. I didn't.
What was the story with that thing? I never heard.
My motion sickness kicked in. I couldn't go.
That was like a circular thing. You sat around in a circle, and then it like...
It was a very Disney kind of ride where I think it twirled a little bit while you're up there, but I'm not sure. But the screen tilted a little bit to give you the idea of flying through the cloud. And they were talking about how in the future, technology in your car will connect you not only to your house, but to the road and to traffic and everything else. It was a nice little 3-minute thing, but yeah.
So was it like the Gravitron where you like stuck to the sides of the wall?
No.
Not
interested.
Although
like
they did stick you in some
screen.
Very nice. You did get to sit in some very nice Sparco seats.
Baja Busta asks about the cool video John McElroy did at the Ford display with Ken Block doing donuts around him. Well, did you guys see that?
You can thank me for that.
Actually,
I saw someone else doing that.
Was
and
it
I was
Ben's
like,
idea?
Yeah.
I believe it was. I think Ben said, hey, what if we did. Never mind. Yeah, that was what you gave them like a card, and they registered you, and you stood in the green circle, and then
the display like
they keyed you out, and it looked like Ken Block was driving around you.
He's good. He's really good.
So, no, so there we go. I think that's a show, and we interacted.
So
like it, lump it.
All right. So Dave Sullivan, got to thank our plug our roundabouters. Dave Sullivan, vehiclevoice.com.
Yeah,
that's your blog.
Yeah, no, well, we have a blog there, and you can check out some reviews that we've done, and also join our panel of potential survey people.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, check it out. Vehiclevoice.com.
This is the front end Auto Pacific.
It's no AutoPacific.com or eAutoPacific.com, but for the public, check out vehiclevoice.com.
Very nice. Do that. Do it now.
Dave has his more than honest reviews on there.
Yeah.
Unusually
bias.
Frank, right?
Yes. Very frank.
Very frank. Very frank. I like him.
He's a real Jeremy Clarkson without the racism.
Yes. I love Mexican food.
Or the xenophobia.
What was that, Eric?
Or the xenophobia.
Yeah. So next up, we got Eric the Tritco, rumblestrip.net, rumblestrip on Twitter, IMAX Web. Is there any place you're not?
Very few, although I would like to take this time to plug a different project of one I've just become an executive producer on, mostly because I paid to be one. It's a really, really, really fantastic project. It's a movie about Detroit that's being essentially crowdsourced as far as funding, called Lemonade Detroit. You can check it out at lemonadedetroit.com. There's a short up there. You have the ability to buy a frame of the movie for $1, and I've actually bought many frames of the film. It's
27 minutes worth, actually.
But right now there's 17 minutes of the film done. He's working on making it a 90-minute film. Eric Pruhl is the guy's name. He's a tremendous guy. I got to spend some time with him this week. And really, even though he's not from Detroit, he totally gets Detroit, and it's a very inspiring project. So please go to Lemonade Detroit and donate.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for your continued support. Michelle Naranjo, autobytel.com. Still on Detroit time. Out in Long Beach.
I am. I'm going to go to bed here in like 2 hours.
Yep. You're on the Craig Cole schedule. By 8. And
nice cup of nice and warm milk.
Warm milk for you.
Whimpering all night long.
So have you've got to recover from Detroit. What sort of articles are you guys running now from the show?
We actually changed our entire homepage rotator. So if you go to autobytel.com right now, we have our North American Auto Show hero image featured there with a link to our page of all the Detroit coverage so far. And there's more coming in constantly. I mean, it was really awesome because this was the first show where I had 5 people there all working together, and they all got to meet for the first time. And it was very cool because everybody got along. They got to get each other's vibes. Yeah.
Flat tires.
We got a flat. Yeah, we totally did. We were going to the Pathfinder event and or after hours event. And I said, you know, Shelley's is right around the corner from my hotel. And one of the guys said, no, it's up in Dearborn.
Shelley's or Chelly's?
Chelly's.
Chelly's, whatever it's called. And I was like, oh, what do I know? The next thing I know, we have the Highlander and the Sonic falling behind, and we drive all the way up on side streets to Dearborn and get to Chelly's, and there's no event. And then we start to go back. This is after I saw Ben and Craig, and I got left momentarily.
I was going to ask you said no drama, but somebody got left at Slow's Barbecue.
Yeah, so we had 2 cars because there were so many of us, and they said, let's go, and I said, okay. And I went to go to the coat check, and I waited and I waited and I waited for my coat. And then I wandered outside, and there was no one there. And each car thought that they had gotten me. And then I started, like, calling and texting people, and they realized they, like, forgot the boss lady.
You know, right outside of Slows, you can just put your thumb out, you know, on the side
Lots
of the road
nice
there.
Folks there.
Yeah, really right. Nice people.
Corktown.
They could just give you a ride.
They're good. They're hardworking folks, you know.
So that was kind of funny. But, yeah, we went to the, and then we got a piece of metal stuck in the Highlander tire. It was an adventure. There's
Welcome
a video
to Detroit.
On the
Detroit
on the
is
Auto
Adventure Town.
Auto Bytel fan page that's on Facebook that has the video of the metal being removed from the tire and the tire going.
You want adventure? You go to the east side of town. I think is some pretty fun spots over there.
I mean, yep, right.
Right by
not
city,
too far away from city Slo's. Airport. It's pretty exciting. Yeah, city airport. It's gorgeous over there.
Right. There are lots of like dealerships near the city airport. Interesting. Nobody ever flies into city airport. Isn't
I've been
how
told you're never supposed to fly into that airport.
I don't even think they have flights there, do they?
I don't even know what's left there. Except some of the neighborhoods around there are all vacant.
It's like Hiroshima. There's nothing left.
I wish it was Hiroshima.
Anyway, last but not least, Ben, we got to thank you for your technical expertise.
And your new game.
And my new game.
Yes, it was a smashing success. So remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or about 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't
forget... But, Craigie, you didn't tell us what you're up to.
I'm not up to anything.
Okay.
Jeez.
No, I... Just same old keeping on, getting daily done and Autoliner...
Shoveling the snow.
Shoveling coal into the boiler.
We here at Autoliner are getting ready to go to the Washington, D.C. Auto Show.
Ooh.
In a couple of weeks.
All the movers and the shakers.
So, yeah, we'll get to talk to all the regulators and stuff like that.
The policy innovators.
Bringing your shovels to dig out from all the bull.
Ben, you got to get that Daniel White and that other, the Colonel guy, back on the show so they can
I don't
argue.
Think his name is the Colonel guy, but yep.
So don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and of course, Autoline Daily. Got a Roundabout Emporium. You can buy stuff there. It's on our website. Look in the right-hand sidebar of the page. You see a little green dollar sign. Click on that. You can buy Roundabout-branded T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, all kinds of fun stuff. Please check it out.
Buy one if it had your picture on it.
Ben, maybe we can work that
we
out.
We can make that happen.
We'll see what's happening. What sort of pose would I have to be in? Anything?
I'll get back to you on
okay.
that.
Okay. If you want to stay in touch, please do. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. It's easy enough to find us. Just do a search. You know, we're out there. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, feel free to subscribe. You can do that on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, and I imagine elsewhere. Stitcher, I'm sure.
Yep.
So with that, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout, and we'll talk to you then.